Chairman, I know we've got a very small board, and Graham is, I think, probably one of the 10 oldest directors of any publicly listed company in Australia. There's no reason to say he shouldn't stand again, but I guess the John Howard question, is he intending to stand for a full term, 3 years? And given, Chairman, that you're also of a similar age to the Prime Minister, have you had a look at any board renewal issues? I mean, both you and Graham have been on the board since 1991. The governance box tickers would say, therefore, you're no longer independent, although there's an argument about that. So, look, yeah, just is Graham going to serve the full term, and have you thought about maybe beefing up the board and maybe injecting some new blood at some point, maybe a different family member with the Myers or some other form of diversity in terms of the talents and experience on the board?
Graham, do you intend to serve for 3 years?
I'm also chairman of the audit committee, and you've got to have an independent director for that, and I'm the only one who falls into that category, which I'm looking at. So on that basis, I guess I'm staying.
Our policy on board compositions on page 6 of the annual report, and one third director stands for re-election at each annual general meeting. There's no set retirement age or term for directors. Extensive experience in the investment markets is valued. Directors not required to own shares in the company. And we're very happy with Graham's experience and contribution. We will from time to time look at adding new members. Rupert and I joined us 5 years ago. As you said earlier, we only meet 10 times a year and we're not a trader, so it's not the most exciting board for someone to be on unless they're interested in long-term investment and the company of the size. But we will look at that. Thank you.